Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We're joined this hour by some different guests here this morning. We have Education In Focus for the first half of the show. We'll be joined by Cliff Williams from Riley County Schools later on, and then Housing and Credit Counseling Incorporated's Chris Burke will join us in around 9:30. But right now we're going to talk with Brady Burton. He's the superintendent at USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph Schools. Brady, it's always a pleasure. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing wonderful, Brandon, for everything going on, and it's good to be with you.
Yeah, certainly, and well, these are definitely challenging times for everybody, and you know, the schools are no different. We're getting closer to the end of the school year. I guess maybe that's a plus here, and we'll get back to some sense of normalcy here for the summer. But tell us a little bit about how the continuous learning program is going for students there.
Well, you know, Brandon, all districts are involved with, you know, we're still having school. We just aren't having kids come to the buildings. And so we're using a variety of methods. Actually, each one of our students, K-12, get a packet that we deliver on Mondays. We're using our bus drivers to deliver them, and then we also send a staff member with the bus driver. And so we deliver packets on Monday mornings, and then we pick up homework from the week before. As we deliver the packets, we pick up a packet back from the kids. And then we're also doing some online schooling with the kids and through Zoom. And we have a couple other apps that we're using for that. And so we're kind of using a blended learning with our kids, and it's been going fine. You know, kind of along with that, we're serving kids lunch and breakfast every day, Monday through Friday. We have two curbside pickup points in front of our high school in Randolph and in front of our elementary in Holzburg from 11 to 12 every day. And parents drive through with their children, and they actually pick up a sack for lunch that day, then a sack for breakfast the next day. And, you know, we've been serving on the average about 160 to 70 meals a day, which for us, that's probably, you know, close to 80% of our kids are eating, picking up meals every day. So, and it gives me a chance. I try to get out to the pickup points several times a week, and keeping your distancing, but talk to the parents through the windows and so on, and the kids, just many of the parents as they drive through are thanking me, thanking the other workers for what we're doing, not only with lunch, but for what we're doing in the homeschooling or educating of their kids. So I know it's put a lot of stress and pressure on parents also with the type of learning we're doing. But at the same time, they seem very thankful for what we're doing for them and for their kids. So I think it's going pretty well.
We'll be closing out the school year here in just a few weeks. And when is the final day of classes technically for you guys?
Well, and that's a great question. Through all the COVID-19, we've told our public, and I think most districts are doing this, following their school calendar. So like during Easter break, we had that Friday and Monday off on the calendar, and so we took it off from learning and serving lunches. Our last day of school is on Tuesday, May 19th, and so that will be the final day of school for us. We're actually going to pick up packets on Monday the 18th, and with the homework, and obviously not going to deliver a packet that day for 2 days left, but just pick up packets. But our last day of school is May 19th.
Okay. And as far as report cards going out, they'll go out probably like normal.
It's usually a lot of it's online now that they can go online to. They have kind of all the parents or kids secured site to what our software that we use called PowerSchool that they can get in and and get their grades from that. But so anyway, yeah, it's usually about a week after school's out that that's available for parents or kids to get into to get their grades.
Okay. You've got a board meeting coming up here on May 11th, so right before school gets out. What will be discussed at that meeting?
Well, I'll be glad to go over that. I might mention we just had a board meeting a week ago this past Monday on April 13th, and a couple things from that that might interest the public. We've been talking about, like all districts, what do you do with graduation, and we had a committee that we formed, a graduation committee with some of the senior students, the class officers, parents, and administration, and then one of the parents is also a board member. And we have decided to move graduation. They want to still have the full ceremony. So we have the first date that they picked out is June 26th. I'm sorry, it's June 27th on a Saturday at 3. And then if that doesn't work out, the alternate date is July 18th at 3, which is a Saturday, which more than likely will be that July date, but you never know. And then if that doesn't work out, we're just going to do a kind of a curbside pickup of diplomas, and the date hadn't been set for that. And then we also have every year our eighth graders, a promotion of eighth graders into high school, and that date is May 18th. That's the scheduled date. We're still going to do that, but instead of having the ceremony and so on, we're going to do a curbside pickup at 6:30 that evening. That the parents they have to stay in their vehicles. The parents and their student will drive by our high school building and will present their certificate of promotion, and we also have a packet of awards that each student gets, and we'll present that to them that evening as they drive by. So that's kind of what we're doing for our eighth grade promotion and our high school graduation. We decided that, the board approved that at our April 13th meeting. And then we rehired our certified staff at our April 13th meeting, which would be all our teachers, was done at that time. And they officially canceled our senior trip that was supposed to have been done in early May. And then we were going to talk about negotiations. We were supposed to have a negotiation session before that board meeting. We postponed that to our first negotiation session. It's going to be before our board meeting on May 11th now. And then at the May 11th meeting, we're going to approve our handbooks for the different buildings. We're going to approve our certified or our non-certified staff, our classified staff at our May board meeting, approve supplemental contracts, which would be all our coaching positions, our class sponsors, clubs, that type of thing. And our food service program that we have here is through a private contractor. This will be ending year two, called OPA, and it's a yearly contract. And so that contract for next year will be on the May board meeting, which I foresee that to be approved. And then we have a rotation of curriculum materials. We're on a six-year rotation, like for math materials, science materials, social studies, et cetera. And our math materials are up for approval at our May board meeting for they would be implemented next year for 2021, K-12. And so that will be on the May 11th board meeting. And then also, we should have some negotiations to talk about, probably through executive session with the board. So that's kind of what the May 11th, even though we don't have school as we know it, everything is proceeding that we need to do as far as business things for this year, and a lot of it's looking into next year type things already.
How optimistic are you that we'll have in-person classes in the fall? Any inkling you can give to us at this point?
You know, Brandon, that's a great question. I think I mentioned last month, we're doing, like Cliff and I are all superintendents on a, we were up till this week doing a daily Zoom meeting with our Commissioner of Education, Dr. Randy Watson, and then there's been some other state personnel on those calls, like finance and health and some of those type of things. And this week we've gone to Tuesdays and Fridays, and I know our commissioner said here before long we're going to start talking more about that. But, you know, I don't know. I really don't at this point. I think it's too early. But, you know, Brandon, I think there is a chance that we could start school next August, like we're ending school this spring. In looking at our continuous learning to start out school or some other type of plan where, you know, you can't bring as maybe, you know, on this day you bring in, for us, it would be part of our schools, a bigger district, maybe just freshmen on one day, sophomores on another day, to where you can keep them more spread out and so on. You know, there's the chance that might have to start school looking at something like that, but you know, I'm always more of an optimist. I'm hoping that we will be able to start school as what we consider normal, with kids coming in and teachers being here in mid-August like we usually do. But I think we all have to keep in our mind until there is a vaccine that, you know, there is a chance out there that school, you know, possibly could continue next fall with our continuous learning or some other type of option than our normal procedures.
It's probably way too early to tell at this point, but yeah, we'll just have to keep hoping that things will get better soon. Anything else, Brady, before we let you go?
No, I think that's it. I just want to say to, and I know, you know, there's a lot of people listening that aren't maybe our own Blue Valley patrons here in Randolph and Olsburg and Fostoria. But, you know, to those that are listening that have children, whatever district they attend, that are listening, children in school or grandkids, we're all doing the best we can. And with what we have to work with as far as our continuous learning and keeping things as normal as possible. And we recognize that there's parents and grandparents out there helping their children or grandchildren that weren't counting on that. And my message to our staff here is less is better with what we're expecting kids to do with learning and too much on their plates and so on. So, you know, we all recognize that, and we're trying to do the best we can. And I know parents are too. And we're in this together, so we'll get through it. And one of these days, schooling as we know it, we'll be back to, you know, what we know is normal. So everybody needs to hang in there, and we'll get through it together.
I think we have a caller here just called in, wanted to ask a question to you real quick, Brady.
Sure.
Get that in here real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Okay. School, in order to increase the personal space, you can do half-day school. That wouldn't hurt. That wouldn't help with the parents needing an intellectual babysitter so they can go back to work. But you have to do something to keep that all the years with the little ones bringing home whatever this month's disease is, just on regular school days. You know, we have to do something to control this minus 19 flu. Thank you for that.
All right. Brady, did you want to respond to that?
Well, we do every year deal with a lot of sickness, flu, and colds, and whatever it might be. Besides the COVID-19, and obviously it's affecting us all more because of the testing issue and the vaccine and so on. But, you know, if we were able to open things back up and not fully, I assume there would be some guidelines like the 6-foot rule or whatever still in place. But I don't know that. But I assume something would. That's why I'm saying, you know, you would just have to have less kids so you could spread them out more in the classrooms and so on. So, again, I think if we couldn't have normal school, you know, that possibly could be a possibility. But I don't know. And, of course, our health, Riley County Health Department and some of those type of agencies that we deal with would have the final say on some of those type of factors if it were safe or not for us to be doing that. So, anyway, again, we'll just all hope for the best. And I appreciate you having me on, Brandon.
All right. Thank you so much, Brady. And we appreciate it. And talk to you again next month.
And I might say your second half of this is Cliff. He knows twice as much as I do, so it'll probably be a better segment.
All right. Very good. Looking forward to it.
All right. We'll see you.
Cliff Williams will join us next here on In Focus.